You say you're in control, you say you're right. You say too much, too loud, too long. You wanna steal the show, steal everything inside. You would sing, but you have no song. You have no clue where you belong. Think cops and money make you strong. Right here and now, and when you're gone, we will sing our song. We will sing our song. We will sing our song. Don't yell at us, don't interrupt us. Don't tell us how we're always wrong. Don't tell us how you must instruct us. You would sing, but you have no song. You have no clue where you belong. Think cops and money make you strong. Right here and now, and when you're gone, we will sing our song. We will sing our song. We will sing our song. Your lies are old, your words are broken glass. Your heart is cold, your voice is hollow. And you're quick to answer, but you never ask. And you're quick to lead, but you never follow. You're in too deep where it's too damn shallow. It's truth, it's consequences, there's no choice. Our time to sing is never long. It's long enough if you can find your voice. But you would sing. You have no song. You have no clue where you belong. You think cops and money make you strong. Right here and now, when you're gone, we will sing our song. 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 We will sing our song, sing it loud and strong. We will sing our song. We will sing our song. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. I hope that finally puts to rest the debate about whether or not we have music on our stations. It should never be about talk or music. About politics and art and culture and the whole mix. Again, there are a few people on the board who I know are present but aren't in the room yet. Let me just make one or two announcements. After this meeting, the listener activists who are here from around the country will be meeting again. I'm not sure where. Outside someplace. I think there's a cafeteria, maybe. I'm not exactly sure, but you'll all find each other. We need to be completely, completely, completely out of this room by 2:30. That means breaking down the equipment, cleaning up, and shutting the doors behind us. With that in mind, we are going to do our best to complete this agenda by 1:30. With that in mind, I have to ask every member of the board and every person in the room to do whatever you can to help us move that agenda and to recognize that we just won't have the time for everybody to speak and for everybody to speak as long as they would like. We are going to include public comment, in the areas of the agenda where we said we would, but I have to announce right now that it's probably going to be shorter amounts of time since every agenda item is being cut back. So please don't feel bad. Or I understand if you feel bad, but don't yell at us. I mean, we're just trying to do our best. All right. Or if you have to yell at us or me in particular, please be short about it. We are trying to do our best here and figure out how to do these meetings in a way that maximize the ability of the board to have the discussion it needs to have and the exchange of ideas and make the decisions and hear from you all and get your input and get your ideas and get your energy. So it's a challenge, and we appreciate all your help. David Adelson also wanted to announce something this afternoon.
Yeah, there'll be as there has been for many months now, there'll be a peace march in Venice, beginning at 2 o'clock from the corner of Rose and the Venice Beach Boardwalk, proceeding over to Windward, at which point there'll be a rally that should last till about 3:30. There's also the Venice Drum Circle nearby, and of course Venice Beach. So those people who are from colder climates and from out of town, it's a chance to get out and see some of the local festivities and contribute to our expressions of peace here in Los Angeles. So hope you can make that.
All right, thank you, David. Okay, what I said yesterday that I would review this agenda and see if there's anything we could cut out or postpone to the next agenda item at the next meeting. As I looked it over, I realized I would like to not cut anything out, which means though really, really tightening up on things. And basically I wanted to keep the order that it was in. The problem is that Rob Robinson, several of the board people met this morning and kicked around ideas about how to reformulate the proposal for moving ahead on the bylaws revision process. And Rob was going to write that up and present it. He's not in the room yet. So with that in mind, let me take out of order two items. One is the update on Democracy Now!, and the second item is the PNN Stringer Strike resolution. Just quickly, on the update on the Democracy Now! Situation, I think everybody probably remembers that at our very first meeting in December, December 29th, we agreed that by board resolution to put Democracy Now! Back on the air at all five stations. That happened. and that we also agreed to pay the back pay of the four people who were owed back pay. We also agreed that to enter negotiations with Democracy Now!, that I would be the point person on that, to figure out the long-term relationship between Democracy Now! And the Pacifica Foundation, our five stations. And we also agreed that, well, actually it had kicked in earlier, there were outstanding grievances brought by the Democracy Now! Staff and team that needed to be addressed. So the update on this, obviously, again, is Democracy Now! Is on the air. The Democracy Now! Staff, in an extremely generous move, agreed to go on the air and stay on the air, even though we have still not been able to pay their full back pay. They were paid initially, they were supposed to be paid a quarter of that back pay. There was some, I still don't understand what happened, but they didn't even get that full quarter. We have finally agreed, I hope that's all been finalized now, on a payment schedule to make sure all those four people get their back pay. That is in motion. The other thing that is in motion, is in process, is the resolution of the outstanding grievances that were brought over the course of the last year. There is a postponement on going to arbitration around those, so to give us all more time to work those out. I believe that I am very optimistic that they will be worked out satisfactorily. There's no reason why we shouldn't work those out. The other thing, the other major item to update people on is, again, the discussion about the long-term relationship. And that is in process. We would have hoped that we could have gotten further along, but everybody has been so tremendously busy in terms of all the other fires that we've had to put out and dealing with the financial crisis and other changes that, again, the Democracy Now! Team has been extremely patient with us and allowed us to put our attention and energy into some of these other things and not been, you know, jumping all over us. But we have begun that process. There is a proposal on the table. We are talking about it. And as we get further down the road, I will be updating the board and the listener community about that. So that is the update on Democracy Now! I'm sure people have questions, but in the interest of getting this agenda done, I'd like to keep moving along. Okay? Thank you. Okay, let me move. Then I also want to take the PNN Stringer Strike, because, again, Rob is still not in the room. And Pete has something to read on that.
I would like to read a resolution.
You have the mic over there?
Can you hear me? There you go.
Yes.
I'd like to read a resolution to settle the Pacifica, the PNN Stringer Strike.
Whereas, make sure, Pete, does everybody on the board have a copy of this resolution to settle the PNN Stringer Strike? It should be in front of you.
Leslie, may I read it into the record?
Yes, please do.
Whereas on January 31st, 2000, the majority of Pacifica's freelance reporters went on strike against Pacifica Network News to protest the network's censorship of legitimate news stories and the wave of bannings and firings of Pacifica. whereas since then, those original striking reporters have been joined by over 100 grassroots radio journalists in producing Free Speech Radio News, which is now a chosen newscast by all the station managers of the Pacifica-owned stations, KPFA, KPFK, KPFT, WBAI, and WPFW, and dozens of Pacifica affiliate stations. Whereas the legal settlement agreement creating the interim Pacifica National Board specifically names the PNN strikers' strike as a hot issue that must be resolved by the interim Pacifica National Board. Whereas Pacifica Reporters Against Censorship is an independent, worker-run collective and a nonprofit public benefit corporation registered in the state of California, which produces free speech radio news and bargains on behalf of its members' reporters. Therefore, be it resolved that the Pacifica Foundation recognizes the role that Pacifica Reporters Against Censorship and Free Speech Radio News have played in the struggle to return the network to its historic mission. Be it further resolved that the Pacifica Foundation pledges not to censor Free Speech Radio News or any other programs that air on the network's five stations. Be it further resolved that the Pacifica Foundation continues to provide access, as it does for numerous independently produced progressive radio programs, to the KU satellite system for Free Speech Radio News and other programs produced by Pacifica Reporters Against Censorship. Finally, be it resolved that after passing by the interim Pacifica National Board, this agreement is subject to ratification within 10 days by the membership of Pacifica Reporters Against Censorship. If ratified, this agreement settles the PNN stringer strike. Thank you.
Thank you. I assume you entered that as a motion to adopt this resolution.
Thank you, I do.
Is there a second to the motion to adopt this resolution? Second, did I hear a second?
Carol seconded.
David?
I'll second it.
Yeah, okay, George also seconded.
If I might comment, fearless leader, I would like to ask on the... She is. I would like to ask on the second to last paragraph regarding providing access to the KU satellite system, what allocation of resources it costs. I'm not saying that there shouldn't be, but I'm just wondering what, if any, are there involved with that.
Leslie?
Yes.
May I?
Yes.
Aaron, can you come up? May I?
Is there an expert in the house?
Aaron is part of this strike and may be able to answer the questions to the board.
Aaron?
And again, the reason I'm bringing Aaron up is Jim Bennett is busy actually producing this live broadcast.
My name is Aaron Glantz from Free Speech Radio. This is Jeremy Scahill and Randy Zimmerman. And Mel Geiser is over there. And now,
okay, Aaron.
So, just really briefly with regard to the KU, it's basically free. It has no cost associated with it. There's not even an ISDN cost because the KU is being moved back to Berkeley, which is where the Free Speech Radio News is finally produced. So, no cost to Pacifica at all.
Well, Aaron, I want to thank you, and I think I know I speak for not just the board, but for every thinking person on the planet. Thank you, Free Speech Radio News.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, so I guess it's unanimous.
Can we vote on this? Can we vote on this? I'd like a show of hands to vote on this. I'm sorry, Marion, did you want to speak on this?
I just want to ask a question.
Okay, good question.
I assume, Pete, there's been discussions with the Free Speech Radio people about this resolution.
Yes.
And it's reasonably to expect that it would probably be ratified by the group.
Yes.
The other question... in terms of supplying feeds to the fire stations, does this cost the foundation any money, or is it...
No. No cost, sir. No.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you. Okay.
I thought it being good news. It's good news and they're not charging us.
Okay. If there are no other questions, I'd like to move to a vote, and maybe we can do this by a show of hands. All those in favor of adopting this resolution, please raise your hand. And I think it's unanimous. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And it is extremely nice to be checking off those hot issues, to be going clearing up that list of hot issues in the settlement agreement. I also, again, just want to thank the folks from WBIX who are doing the live webcast today. We really, really appreciate that. Thank you so much. Okay. Well, again, going a little bit out of order here, what I'd like to do is take up the affiliates update, the discussion with the affiliates. I know there are several people from, I think, five of our affiliate stations who all would like to make brief comments to us, or you can share your time. And I think it's very important. Unfortunately, because of the time crunch today, we're not going to have time to do a really thorough discussion with our affiliates. There are at least two conferences coming up in the next several months. The National Federation of Community Broadcasters, where a lot of our affiliates are and where we will be, and then the Grassroots Radio Conference. The NFCB is in April, I believe, and the Grassroots Radio Conference is in July or August. And we will be at both of those, and that will be an opportunity for much further discussion. I hope some of our board members will be at some of those conferences as well as people from our five stations. So let's hear from these folks. The first is Elizabeth Robinson from KCSB.
Thank you very much. I'm also a representative of AMARC, which is the World Association of Community Radio Broadcasters. And globally, people have been paying attention to this, and I want you to be aware of that. I want to congratulate you on being this far, but I think Marty will address that in part. I'm going to be kind of negative, and I think there are some points that need to be made. And the first, I think, is that my station disaffiliated about a week after the PNN reporters went out. So I'm not presently an affiliate, and we're still debating whether or not to reaffiliate. And an essential issue for us is whether or not we're going to have a colonial relationship with Pacifica or whether we're going to have a relationship of and among equals. That means no contracts laid on us without our being able to discuss them. That means, I would hope, certainly, that when we meet at common grounds like NFCB or Grassroots Radio, that you interact with us. And that has been historically not the case, even when you were in trouble. And I think one of the things that I want to say is that we were saying you were in trouble a lot longer than many of you were saying you were in trouble, including those of you who are celebrating right now. And I guess the final thing that I really want to say is that the reality is that we need you less now than we did 5 years ago. And it's necessary for you to be responsive to us.
Right.
We have internet. I can communicate with people all over the world. And as much as I want to carry FSRN or as much as I want to carry Democracy Now, if it's laid on us in a way that minimizes who we are, then I have to say I don't need you that much. We need you, I think, theoretically. We need you ideologically because it's important to preserve a space in this country that's national in scope for something more than what we're getting on a day-to-day basis. But I do not believe that I need you for, you know, news. I don't think I need you for instruction. I need you to have a relationship of equals with us. And I think that I speak for many other affiliates when I say that. I wish you very well. I know your cities need you, whether or not we need you. So, and I recognize that that's a large segment of the population, but it isn't all of it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next, Sandia from KEOS.
I just need to say one more thing. I know some people have been recognized here, and I understand some have not been particularly recognized, and I want to recognize personally Lynn Gehry.
Thank you. Okay, Sandia from KEOS. Can you actually say where KEOS is?
Yeah, first it's KAOS, Chaos Radio, which we always say we
We live up to our call letters every day. That's what they say on the air. And it's from Olympia, Washington, Washington State. I am a listener with Chaos, and we get Democracy Now! And Free Speech Radio news from you all. And an update from Chaos is to say we have reaffiliated as of January, taking a break there in September through December. And I'm excited about that. And one thing in particular I want to say, with just keeping my comments short, is that Chaos is also currently looking for a general manager, as many stations in Pacifica Network are. And so I'm wanting just to say that given that that pool and that activity is happening in this nation, looking for good management stock for good grassroots radio and community radio, I would love to ask for help in networking. So any of those pools of delegates that are either listening now or indeed come through the station's application process, I'd like to give out an email to get in touch with the job description for the general manager at Chaos, which is Chaos Radio, K-A-O-S Radio, .org. And that's where a job description is. And so I'd like to ask for help with that. And I'm really glad to both be here representing an affiliate and part of this movement. Thanks.
Thank you. And next is Mark Hernandez from KFCF.
Members of the board,
lift the mic.
My name is Mark Hernandez. I'm from Fresno, California, and I wear two hats. As a member of the KPFA Local Advisory Board and a member of the Board of Directors of the Fresno Free College Foundation, which owns and operates KFCF. Many have wondered what Fresno has to do with free speech. Those who are in the Wobblies are very familiar with us because Fresno is the home of the Supreme Court decision that gave them the right to speak freely and openly as a labor organization. In 1901, a student body president at Fresno High School was ejected from the school, suspended, because he dared to speak out about the school locking the fire exits during the school hours. The Supreme Court decision went against him, but it ended up in the most stringent fire safety codes being written as a result of the public outrage, showing that the power of free speech works, even in defeat. The Fresno Free College Foundation was created as a legal defense fund originally because college professors had been fired for speaking out against the Vietnam War, about decriminalizing marijuana, and union organizing. Funds left over from the Legal Defense Fund started KFCF, which then affiliated not with Pacifica, but with KPFA, the very first station non-Pacifica affiliated with Pacifica. As a result, we have a unique position among the affiliates in that we aren't an affiliate. And yet we are. That freedom and independence gave us an edge 100 years after a Supreme Court decision to bring Democracy Now! To the rest of the nation. Prior to that, in 1999, we provided internet coverage of the KPFA lockout, as well as satellite feeds as best we could, considering the satellite feed was taken over by the then Pacifica National Board. What you have before you is packets of general information, a brief history, if you will, of KFCF, and how a station has been able to pull itself together with its own troubles, often mirroring those of what happened with Pacifica, with firings, bannings, takeovers, lack of election, lack of proper procedure. Our president is not able to speak right now. He has a problem with his voice at the moment, so let me come up and do this. But we wanted to let you know that there is hope. You can democratize. You will go through hell reaching that point. You will have arguments. You will have factionalization. But in the end, you can come together and restore democracy to the organization as long as you have that end-run goal in mind that you will be democratized and you will have organization. Our message is a message of hope to you to the other affiliates, to the listeners. It can be done. Just don't lose sight of the goal. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And then next is Marty Zerlin. Marty Zerlin from KGNU.
I'm not representing formally a group of affiliates, but I am one of the co-directors of the Grassroots Radio Coalition, which represents about 30 groups nationwide. And as previously mentioned, our annual conference is hosted by WJFF in the Catskills in New York, August 8th through 11th. And we hope that there'll be some Pacifica representation there to talk to the affiliates who will be there. Mostly it's questions from us. What will Pacifica be offering for its affiliation? Democracy Now! Issue is not yet solved. PNN does not exist. We can get free speech radio news directly from FSRN. Will there be affiliate representation on the board? If so, will that be something that's worked out by Pacifica in conjunction with the affiliates? How many representatives will there be, et cetera? How will contract negotiations be conducted? And a range of other questions that I know that for you at this time are probably on the back burner, but they're crucial to 50, 60 stations out there who either were once or who still are or who are in some netherworld between affiliation and non-affiliation. I wish you the best. Thanks.
Thank you, Marty.
I'm from KTNU in Boulder.
Thank you. And then finally, Bear from KMUD.
Bear's been kind enough to give me her time. I'm from WMNF in Tampa, Florida, if that's okay.
Yeah.
WMNF has been with Pacifica since 1982, only 4 years after...
Say your name, please.
Randy Zimmerman. Thank you. Only 4 years after WMNF was originally started, and the delay was only because we were trying to raise the money to get there. Rob Lori, who's the founder of WMNF and now the News and Public Affairs Director, said, "The mission of Pacifica coincides almost exactly with the mission statement of WMNF, belief in social and economic justice, diversity, and equality." Until this particular board, the relationship between Pacifica and WMNF was seriously in trouble. So seriously that WMNF felt strongly that it was incumbent upon it to fully fund and support free speech radio news, still heavily supports free speech radio news, which unfortunately is something that can't be done to the same extent that we have been doing because we're undergoing our own capital campaign. Some say that we should separate from Pacifica. As Marty Zerlin pointed out, we don't really know what we're getting just as yet. We've never left the network, and we've always paid our dues. But we recognize that Pacifica is much more than the sum of its parts. Station manager Vicky Santis said, "We are only as strong as the hand we hold." We know it is about the money to a large extent, and affiliates give only a very small portion of the money that Pacifica needs in order to operate. But Pacifica has always been more than that. It's been about the mission and message of Pacifica, and that's why you need affiliates. Thank you.
Thank you. And finally, there is one more. Reem, very shortly, Reem. Briefly.
I'm Reem Katkhuda, co-founder with Errol Makeland of WBIX.org. The internet radio that is WPFW and WBAI Radio in Exile that carried the voices of the fired and the banned and was set as part of the movement to reclaim the Pacifica National Board and is also grounded in the alternative media. We are not traditional affiliate in the sense that we are not FCC mandated so far and that we are on the internet, but we are a broadcasting facility that is networked and hooked to a lot of radio stations across this country and abroad, and we've spent more than 9 months making sure that the name, voices, content, and mission of Pacifica is known internationally. And as such, we ask you to consider setting up a committee that would review and re-empower the relationship with us and consider one day of fundraising using our material that we've collected at a time where the five stations were not really busy enough collecting the voices of peace that Pacifica is mandated to do, and all these dissident voices, to a policy that now might endanger the world with the new declaration to be allowed to nuke different countries. So in that sense and in that spirit, we ask you if you could have a committee that would consider the relationship, continued relationship with us, because we're also an organizing tool, a very effective at it, that has proven itself to mobilize people and supportive people, because we've been living off of their support for so many months. One day of fundraising of all the five stations using our material will keep us going and able to serve the Pacifica Network and serve all this listenership. Like Ralph said, we always talk about the right to speech, but I think it's also very important, the right to hear. One advantage that we have is that we were able to mobilize, because we're in internet technology, a lot of people that are techies and that otherwise would not have been plugged into Pacifica, and through this new medium suddenly had doors open. I mean, we have people calling us saying, gee, I discovered Tracy Chapman, to give you an idea. And I think that that's extremely precious, and time is of essence when it comes to our survival. So at this point, we ask you to please consider that, despite the fact that you're running out of time for today, but to really try to set up this committee today and make a pledge to do this fundraising that would allow us all to use what the movement has given us, which is the power to mobilize across the country and across the world. Thank you.
Thank you, Reem. Thank you. Again, thank you, Reem. Again, I want to Okay, thank you. Again, I want to really, if I might, on behalf of the board, thank WBIX for the incredible work it has done, not only this weekend, but all the time. You know, since your founding, it is a tremendous service, not only to the struggle, but to what the mission of Pacifica is about. And I think toward that end, I think Ray wanted to make a motion here.
Yes, it would read that that the board asks the national staff to investigate how best to support and expand WBIX.org and establish a position to help coordinate the WBIX/Pacifica program. WBIX Pacifica programs.
Okay, is that clear? The motion is basically, Reem asked us to set up a committee of the board to do this. The motion is basically to ask our national staff to have a discussion with BIX to figure out this relationship and to bring that proposal then, to bring that to us. Marion?
Second.
I'm sorry, was it second?
Second.
Yes, he seconded. Thank
you. One of the several statements made indicate that there's been not a productive and positive relationship between Pacifica Foundation and our affiliates. Lester, who now has responsibility of relating to the affiliates?
Can we just come back to that for 1 second, because we have this motion on the floor specifically about WBIX. To ask our national staff to sit down and discuss this with BIX and develop that relationship. I have a feeling we have support for that on the staff, on the board here. Can we just, by a show of hands, vote on this?
Yes.
All in favor of the resolution? The motion by Gray? Okay, is there any opposition? Rob, were you voting? Oh, sorry. Okay, so that's unanimous. So now, back to Marion. Thank you. Marion, Marion just asked who on the staff now handles affiliate relations. I believe Brian Gibbons has been the point person in the national office, as well as Marianne, I'm forgetting her last name now, who works with the archives, has been in relationship with the affiliates. Let me just say, though, I think what we need is not a contract with affiliates. We need a relationship with affiliates. And I totally agree with the comments that Elizabeth and Marty and other people said, that we need to completely re-examine and have an open and honest exchange of ideas, not just about what shows the affiliates get from us, but what do we get from the affiliates? How do we work together to do the mission-driven work that the affiliate stations have and that we have and that our five stations have, and how do we deepen and strengthen a programmatic and a political and a mission-driven relationship? And then in that context, of course, we're going to need to talk about money. But the money should not be the centerpiece of that discussion. It should be about the work that we're doing. And I don't think we as the board have an answer to that now. We shouldn't have the answer. The answer should come out of that dialogue, that give and take. And if we can do some of that discussion at NFCB and some at the grassroots conference, but if we need to set up a special meeting, a national meeting of affiliates, some board members, some staff members, and work that out, that's what we need to do. Carol?
Yes. I want to take just a moment to recognize the affiliate network. During this struggle, since 1999, our armed occupation of KPFA and before, I know that starting right around 1995, there were annual meetings of the Grassroots Radio Conference. The very thorny problems with Pacifica were openly discussed. And as many people found out about the problems with Pacifica and were able to share information through the GRC. Also, since the KPFA occupation, the Grassroots Radio Conference has, through their email list, disseminated a great deal of information. I want to say, when we talk about our listeners' lawsuit to restore Pacifica, roughly 15% of the supporters are listeners to affiliates. That's extraordinary. People around the country through the affiliate stations are very concerned about Pacifica's mission. And whatever contractual or organizational relationship we may ultimately develop, the fact is this is mission-driven radio. And the fact is that the affiliates, to the extent that we can have a good relationship, help us to fulfill our mission, which is to bring news and information to people about the causes of conflict, racism, and other burning social issues. And even if we had to pay them, that is an extraordinary service to our country and necessary to our democracy in these awful times in our country.
Thank you. Marion and Teresa.
I remember the board. I just got this idea listening to the speakers. I think we really ought to raise this level of discussion from the staff level to the board level. In that regard, I'd like to move that we establish a three-person committee that will be dealing solely with this affiliate, all the things we've talked about today, contracts, relationships, so we can bring it to a level so we can get some resolution of it, because our affiliates are very important. Okay. I so move that we establish a three-person committee on affiliates.
I'll second it.
Okay, Teresa.
In regard to the statement that, I guess, I don't know the name of the first speaker, I received
Elizabeth.
A tape from the Grassroots Radio.
Elizabeth Robinson.
Elizabeth. I received a tape from the Grassroots Radio Conference, I guess about 2 years ago, and have since made many copies of it, and I've introduced a lot of people through Houston Committee for People's Radio, HCPR, to that tape, because it had Bernstein and Lynn Gary and Mariah on it. It was very, very useful to me to be informed as to what was going on, and I want to thank the affiliates for, you know, the time and attention that they have paid, you know, when we couldn't raise the issue. So I don't know what we can do for you, but you certainly have been very helpful to us.
I would like to call the question on the motion on the floor to set up a three-person board committee to work on whatever issues need to be addressed with the affiliates.
Okay, can we by a show of hands, all in favor of setting up such a committee, raise your hands.
Any opposed?
And any opposition? No.
Any abstention?
No abstention.
Okay.
So that's unanimous also. So thank you. So obviously this is a work in progress. Thank you for being so clear about what these issues are. Reem?
Information. When we talk about affiliates, we've been approached as WBIX from across the country, but not just radios that were your affiliate or our affiliate, but also others that aren't, and
yes.
Also low-power FM, internet medium, and community cable. We've already put Democracy Now! On two new just in the last month, and as soon as the relationship between the Pacifica National Board and the Pacifica Foundation, WBIX, is negotiated, they're all waiting to come and help, and part of what they can do and we can coordinate is national, carrying national broadcasts.
Okay.
To all these little corners.
All right, thank
of
you.
The world.
Thank you, and we take other. You know, we can take other input later, but we have to move this agenda. I would like to be on this committee, and if there are two other board members who would like, Teresa would like to be on it, and Pete. That's it. We got a committee. Obviously, other board members, we'd like your input too. Let's move along. Before we move to the next agenda item, I just want to clarify something that I think was probably a little confusing, or maybe even very confusing yesterday. That was the discussion and then the vote that was taken on the recommendation from the accountants that we seek a non-board member to serve as our chief financial officer slash treasurer. Two things I want to clarify, at least two things. One, or three things, let me say. One is that this vote, it is my understanding, my reading of this, that this was not intended to be, nor should it be interpreted as, a slap in the face or a put down of our present treasurer, not meant to be an undermining of the role he has been playing, not meant to be unappreciative of the incredible hours and work he's been putting into this job, but rather to take the wisdom of the accountant that looked at our books and made a whole series of recommendations to give us greater discipline, if you will, over our fiscal management. And I think that's the spirit in which that, I hope that that was the spirit in which that motion was acted on yesterday. Item two is that right now, and until there is a change, Jabari Zakiya is still the treasurer of this board and of this foundation. Item three is that what we voted on was to look for a person to fill that role, the role as defined in the paragraph of the report from the accountant. We also agreed, though, that that was part of the resolution that we passed yesterday, that once we find such a person willing to take on this task, that we would need to sit down and further clarify the exact relationship, the exact division of responsibilities and tasks, and that we didn't answer all those questions and dot all those I's and cross all those T's. So I hope that gives some greater clarity about what was decided yesterday and what wasn't decided. Obviously these are, you know, we're trying to work all through all these questions, and they are complicated, we accept and welcome more input, not from folks right now, though we don't have time for it, but other thoughts from people, from our station management, from our lab chairs and lab members, and from listeners about how to further clarify and strengthen these kinds of relationships. So, I don't want to open up discussion on this. I just want to clarify that. Is that okay? Okay, thank you. Can we move on? Yes, Teresa, do you need to?
Well, I think that there needs to be, there's some problems that we as a board really need to deal with that I think are exemplified in the way that decision was made. And we're not being open about things. There is not enough openness on this board that certain decisions are being made without the consultation of the total board. There's a clique that seems to be pushing things without prior consultation of the other board. There's a lack of understanding of what's taking place and what is to be expected. And we need to just be more open about things. It's no secret that Carol wanted me out of the position of treasurer and other people. It's no secret that there are underlying currents of the capacity of the present people in the National Finance Office to do the job. And all those people happen to be of African descent.
there's no secret that there's a move to bring everything back to Berkeley, even though the National Treasurer's Office was in L.A. and hadn't and was not in Berkeley before. And what I am really concerned with is that there is no open process, that before we come to these board meetings, all of these resolutions and motions should be submitted in writing so that everybody gets a chance to see what's going on, the exact wording of the resolution, and have sufficient time on a principled manner with information being presented prior to meetings, discussion of things prior to meetings, that there is consensus of where we need to go with things. The issue with the CFO could have been easily dealt with in a way that wouldn't have been as inflammatory as it came out to be, because the confusion was part and parcel with the whole process of not having open, honest, deliberative, and prior engagement of what these things are and how they're going to come to be. And so there just needs to be, I mean, I would really just like all of us to somehow just get together some weekend and just throw stuff out there, because I have some concerns and you know, there's things I would just like to get and talk with people individually, because there's stuff going on that people don't understand, particularly in the finance office. There's a whole lot of stuff going on in that finance office that people really just need to understand and don't understand the ramifications of. And it looks like certain things are happening, but a lot of it is technology driven, and we just need to be more honest and open about things before we come here and just do stuff.
Carol.
I had hoped deeply that this would not be an inflammatory issue at the board meeting. I know that I'm aware of several discussions that occurred before the board meeting about this issue. Several individuals had personal conversations with you, I believe, Jabari, and at our last Finance Committee telephone conference it was discussed, and it was discussed in our closed session meeting. So I think it's a little misleading to people out there who may be confused about this to think that this just happened without previous discussion. There was considerable previous discussion. I did not want to have in an open public meeting a discussion of what my reasons for wanting to replace you as treasurer. I did not want to have that kind of conversation in public, but I did have reasons beyond the accountant's recommendations, and I want to say them now. I feel that we need someone with very strong budgeting skills, able to organize that process quickly and efficiently, notwithstanding the problems that we have in our office, to help the board and our station managers budget us through this struggle. I'm very seriously concerned about it, and so were our accountants, and that was their recommendation to us, that we get that kind of skill and expertise. I know from talking to the station managers that they are also looking to the board for guidance and for policy decisions about budgets. And I know that we just simply haven't been able to come to grips with the budgetary issues and the reasons why, to a certain extent, not entirely, lie with the treasurer. So that's why I wanted a new person, either on or off the board, I really don't care, to fill that position. And I think that that view was widespread, although perhaps not unanimous on the board.
I think it was important that these issues get aired and raised. I don't believe there's any action to take at this point. Jabari suggested that the board consider a retreat of some sort, a weekend meeting. There was a lot of nodding of heads. Obviously, we need to discuss that. I'd like to not discuss this now because there are some really other critical issues, not that this is uncritical, but other critical issues that we need to get to. I take it from the applause in the audience that that means that our listening community would agree that we could do this in private. That's the kind of meeting I believe Jabari was talking about, and that there will not be demands on us that that discussion be in an open forum. So if that's agreeable, that we can try and figure out a way to do that. Obviously we can't commit right now to when that would be or where it would be and how it would get paid for, but if there is the will of this body to do such a gathering, then we should make it happen. So having said that, can we move the agenda, understanding that there are still many unresolved issues?
Yeah, let's move the agenda.
Okay. All right. So what I'd like to do is go back then to the discussion that we were in the middle of yesterday. That is how to set up the process for the bylaws revision and review and revision and integrated into that or connected to that part of that process, the guidelines for lab elections. I think everybody was aware of, where we were yesterday. Just to quickly recap, Carol Spooner brought forth a proposal. There were several documents shared from listening groups, individuals and listeners about amendments or alternative suggestions. People on the board raised concerns, different ideas, different possible ways of doing it. We did not reach an agreement, and there was an agreement that a smaller grouping, those individuals who were available and interested, would meet before the meeting today. Such a discussion did happen this morning. Several board members, one lab chair was there, several listeners were there, and we hammered out a revised proposal that Rob Robinson is going to bring forth. What we'd like to do is bring that proposal forth, have any comments or questions from the board, open it up for, I'm sorry to say, limited comments from listeners, and try and see if we can resolve this. If we could do this in 45 minutes and then no more than an hour, that would be very helpful to making sure we can get through the rest of the agenda. So again, we ask it for everybody's disciplined participation. So, Rob, do you want to, and unfortunately, I'm sorry, we don't have copies because this was just done at 8:30 this morning. So, Rob, can you read it slowly?
Yeah, I can read it real slowly. The goal of this group is fourfold. One is we want to gain new bylaws for the Pacifica Foundation that conform to the settlement agreement, as well as the many changes that we have all experienced that the foundation needs to operate in a healthy fashion. The second is to establish a procedural framework for open democratic lab elections within the context of the bylaws that can be governed in future by detailed guidelines and procedures that will be promulgated as the process of running the lab elections develops. The third goal is to gain the support of at least 2/3 and hopefully all members of this board. And the fourth goal is to gain the support of hopefully all labs, but at least 3 out of the 5 labs, which is a requirement of the settlement agreement. So those are the four goals. The first step is that Carol Spooner will chair a committee of the board that will prepare a draft of the bylaws for the foundation. All board members are free to participate in that committee with Carol, and Carol may involve other participants from the Pacifica family as she deems suitable.
Sorry, yes, also, because we don't have it in writing, it's really important that everyone gets to hear what Rob is saying. So, Rob, sorry about that.
The drafting committee that Carol will establish to prepare an initial draft will also connect to 5 subcommittees that will be established at the signal area level. For those 5 subcommittees, one member of the Pacifica National Board will lead the subcommittee not in the sense of dictating what happens, but to ensure that maximum participation is gained of listeners, of labs and lab members, and of other organized groups or individuals from within the Pacifica family. And the second reason that we will have a member of the national board leading that group is to ensure that comments, critiques, suggestions, and participation come forward in a timely fashion and come back to the board. Okay, the next point is that as soon as Carol's committee has completed a draft of the bylaws, that draft will be circulated to the labs for comment. And meetings may be scheduled outside the context of the regular board meeting to discuss those issues. And the subcommittees, the five subcommittees within each of the signal areas, will gather that input, put it in writing, and send it back to Carol within a timetable that's established by Carol's group. Carol's committee will then take those comments and fold them into another version that will then be sent back to the local advisory boards and will be discussed at a subsequent board meeting that will probably, I would guess, it would be taking place in the fall. And the board will subsequently vote on this final revision. Concurrently with this, we will circulate from this board the KPFA election procedures as they stand now. They will be sent not only to the lab chairs and the lab members, but they will be sent to the station managers. At the next board meeting, and that is the board meeting following this meeting, we will take testimony from the public on those election procedures with an eye towards updating those procedures so that within the timetable established by the settlement agreement, we can have an election process for all of the individual labs that's based on the process that they're operating at KPFA. We will take those comments. Carol's committee will include any procedural items into the bylaws from the comments that are submitted either in writing or verbally at the next board meeting into the draft bylaws, and then we will follow through with the bylaw. We will follow through with the election process within that timetable. That's pretty much what we discussed.
Okay. Yes.
Second.
Okay, so Rob is putting forth that as a motion that we accept it, this outline, you know, this guideline for how this would happen. And Marion has seconded it. First of all, questions or comments from the board? Marion, and then
Rob, I know you intended to do this, but it didn't come out this way, that at the subcommittee level, even though the subcommittee chair would be a member of the national board leading that discussion, all lab members and any other listeners would be encouraged to be involved with this process of reacting and responding to the draft. And let me just say, the draft does not constrain you from thinking about anything you want to think about. And so I think I'll be added to it, Madam Chairperson, so that be clear at the local subcommittee level, we're looking at the maximum democratic process that we can ever find to get this input.
Absolutely. We want everybody to participate and we'll take all ideas.
Excuse me.
Can I just add one?
This is not a maximum democratic operation.
Excuse me. You weren't called on. You will be called on. But we're not at that point. You weren't recognized. We can't run a meeting with people just jumping up. Thank you. Please. Can you please sit down for a second? Can you please sit down? Duly noted. Can you please sit down? Thank you. I just want to add one other thing that I think was mentioned this morning, that included in the process in the five signal areas, not only would be lab members and people from organized listener groups and individuals who want to be, but also staff. programmers and paid staff people would also be encouraged to participate in this process. What? Yes, unpaid and paid.
Everybody
in the Pacifica community would be invited and encouraged to participate in this.
That's my exact question. I appreciate all the work that Rob put in because I like what I've heard. The question is, in what manner will the public and the listeners have input back to us? I just want to go over those steps again.
Do you want to, Rob, do you want to speak to that? Or?
Sure. The first thing that happens is the draft goes out to the local advisory boards for comment. Okay. As soon as that comment is taken, it will be included in another draft that will then be presented at the following board meeting. So we're going to be taking comments both through these subcommittees and the signal areas for the bylaws, and we're also going to be commenting on the election process so that we can go forward with the process, both that has the general outline of it included in the bylaws, but they can also be implemented. As almost everybody here knows, we want to have the lab elections this year in accordance with the settlement agreement, but we have to make sure that the public is properly informed and that the people who are running in those elections have an opportunity to put their candidacy before the listening public. And that's going to require on-air time and preparation. So we must move ahead with the process of conducting the election.
Can I just clarify something? What we talked about was committees in each of the five listening areas that the national committee that is formed would put together a draft as well as gathering other drafts and other bylaws that have been written. Yesterday we were all given something that was written several years ago, a possible set of bylaws, that material would be sent to each of these committees in the five signal areas. The committees would include as many of the lab members that want to be on it, but certainly some of the lab members need to be on it, as well as people from the activist listening groups, as well as other individuals, people from the staff, paid or not paid. What this proposal does not spell out is exactly how each of those local committees in each of the five single areas will be organized. And there may have to be some variation on that from city to city. And then the labs not only will have people on those committees, but then the labs will also be asked as a whole to be engaged in reviewing and, you know, giving feedback also. But it's not just a lab committee is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.